The following program contains mature themes that may offend you and challenge you. As a result, you may paint an innumerable amount of Bristol boards, piss, and exhale fire, call for the host to be disemboweled in the village square, push for suppression, compelled speech, and an infinite number of deplatformings. Other listeners may experience the urge to laugh as we all hurl towards Armageddon, tolerate diversity of thought, control their childlike emotional impulses, stop taking everyone and everything so seriously. But either way, listener discretion is advised. This is Unmentionable, an unhealthy dose of realism with your host, Jordan Power.
Did I ever tell you the story of the time that my friends, I can't even say it, it's honestly going to kill me. Her car door flew off when she was on the highway.
What? Her car door flew off?
Okay, this story is so good. We need a fake name for
Alice.
Her.
Alice. Let's call her Alice.
She definitely doesn't look like an Alice, but...
like, what happened?
I won't to give too much away from her, but let's say like she might have had some lower back hair when she was 14. You know, like that kind of ethnicity. She's laughing at this. Okay, so I was doing stand-up one night at a place called the Rivoli, and you had to like, it was one of those shows where you had to bring your friends.
Oh.
So they like say like, yeah, you can perform, just bring four friends who aren't gonna drink, etc. So it's like the worst of the worst, right? And I was probably terrible too when I went up. So my friend calls me, she's driving like, she lives about like an hour north of Toronto, and she's driving to the venue. And she calls me and she's like all frazzled. It's like 20 minutes before I'm supposed to be on stage. And I was like, where are you? Like, yeah, you're supposed to be here. Like, this is my big night to tell my jokes. And like, I want you to support me. And I'm like angry at her. And she's exasperated on the phone. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't make it tonight. And then she goes, I was driving on the I was driving on the highway and my car door just flew off.
What? How did that happen?
And I was like, what? Now, for context, her car, like, that she owned, she bought for $3,000, okay? Yeah. So it was like a Saturn. It was probably, like, 15 years old. It was already, like, the guy basically just gave it to her. He's like, yeah, it's all, like, beat up and scratched and whatever. And was just like, do you want it for $3,000? Like, you'll probably have, like, a good year. And cars like that are funny because, like, you know it's about to die, but you're riding in it with your life on the line. That's what's so funny about it to me. You're like, oh, I'll get, like any day now, this is going to, like, I'm going to get stranded somewhere with this car in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's the whole concept. Like, it's just so funny. Like, I'll just, those people are like, I just drive it to the end. I'll just drive it to that time where the brakes fail and I smash into a tree.
So how did it happen? It just flew off because it was
so
open?
She says, I said, what?
Like, what?
I
was like, excuse what? Me?
And she goes, I'm at the police station. And she said, I just told the man at the counter what had happened, like the cop, and he started laughing in her face.
Imagine.
Okay.
Imagine.
So, but she told me before that she called 911 right when it flew off.
Yeah.
No, hold on. She didn't realize it until she knew something was wrong and she pulled over and then saw it, because the funniest part of this whole story, which is really like when I fell over laughing, is that $3,000 car she had didn't have a stereo in it. Like, it was like, the guy was basically like, oh, and the radio doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, good luck.
Yeah.
So when I asked her if she, I said, didn't you hear the door when it just flew off the hinge? And she said, I can't even say it. She said, no, I had my earbuds in.
Oh my God.
She's driving with earbuds in. Do you know how unsafe that is? You literally can't do anything. You can't hear anything around you. Like when your car door flies off. That's one of the downsides. It's unsafe and you won't hear if your car door flies off. So I'm like crying laughing at this point. I'm crying laughing at like seeing her going down the highway with earbuds yeah. in, driving, like smiling, listening to music, and then just pieces of her car are just flying off in the other direction. So she ends up calling 911 when she realizes what happened, and she's like, hi, I was driving. She said, I was driving on the 401, and, well, I don't really know how to tell you this, but my car door just flew off. And I don't know if anyone's injured or I hurt someone. Like, can you look into this? To the cops. Oh, wow. And they basically have to go out there and investigate the whole situation.
Oh, God.
With this car.
Imagine if she never knew and then suddenly, like, police is behind her and they go, madam, do you know why we stopped you today? Because I was... Headphones? No. Because you don't have a fucking door in your car.
No, he has it in his hand. Yeah, he's like,
dragging it.
I caught this.
He's like dragging it. Six sparks on the ground.
So then this is the best part, right? So she's like, she tells the cops and they're like, no, no one reported anything. So like, we don't even know where the door is.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I got to go to the police station and whatever. She reports it. They're like literally laughing at her. And she goes, then I had to drive back home. And, like, with my window down, looking for my door. She knew it was somewhere around that area. So she's like, she goes, do you know how humiliating it is to be at a part in your life where you're driving down the highway looking for a piece of your car in a ditch?
Even going back, you could be like, hey, have you seen the door? Have you seen like a strange door anywhere? Like asking people, oh yeah, I saw it like 5 miles ago. Like that's it.
Literally. Like to this day, we don't know where the door is.
Oh, it's like.
They never found it.
It went into a different dimension, bro.
But dude, this is the best part. She kept driving the car.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, I need a car and I can't afford a new car.
Yeah.
So she's like, so she just kept driving the car. Now, when I say the door was gone, what I mean by that is like imagine a door in like two pieces, right?
Uh-huh.
You've got like your outside door, then you've got like your inner stuff with all your connections, and then the other door, and they just seal the two pieces together.
Oh, okay.
That's what a door is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she lost like half the door. Let's imagine that.
Oh, so it was
that.
Still closed.
Yeah. So it was like, yeah.
Ew.
But what was flapping in the wind as she drove was like the innards, like the fabric and insulation they put. So as she would drive down the highway, it would flap like almost like a garbage bag. And she kept driving it over and over and over. And then she told me one day she just couldn't take it anymore, stopping at stoplights and having kids laugh at her.
Oh my God.
Because she would pull up to the stoplight and little kids would be like, she doesn't even have a fucking door.
Oh my God.
And like, she's like, I couldn't take the humiliation anymore. So she ended up getting another car. She at that point couldn't afford. And I was just like, man, that story is so fucking funny because it really places you in the visual.
Yeah.
You get her with the earbuds. She's coming down to see me, driving down to the big city, probably music blaring.
Yeah,
he doesn't even hear it. And there's a person behind her that's like, what the? And the door just flies off. And it could have also gone into oncoming traffic and killed someone.
Yeah, that's like, have you seen Final Destination where like things come in? Holy shit.
It makes more
sense when you explain how the door actually detached and fell away.
Well, she like called me the one day after this happened. We were going to go out somewhere. She's like, I'm outside your building. Just come out and see the car. You have to see it. I was like, I do have to see it.
Oh, you should have
taken
a picture.
And I came out and I just laughed so hard. It was just the most like pathetic thing I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I was just like, look at that car.
You should ask her for a picture. We should put it up.
Okay, so I have the picture, but I feel like if I don't want to identify her that much because
does she still drive that car?
No, she has a new car, but like she's like thinks it's funny like I do, but there's like a level of shame associated with it. They're like driving around with like a three-door car, like things aren't going great in your life.
Yeah,
if that's a situation.
We can hide a face.
No, but if you see the photo you will cry because like the innards are coming out of the car.
Oh God. Wow.
Anyway, man, what's your emergency? My car door flew off. I was driving on the highway with my earbuds in. What?
Ma'am, can you say that again? What?
And then she told them, they were like, where to fly? She's like, I don't, like, she kind of knew the rough area. Yeah, like, so for sure they set out a cop to be like, hey, can you go find the door?
Yeah.
He's like, what? Was there an accident? Not really, no. Someone just was really poor in the shit car and, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
She's gonna love that. Okay, well, welcome to Unmentionable Podcast.
Woo!
Last week was unbelievable show.
Oh, loved it.
It was such a funny show. It's usually when I'm in a bad mood that the show will be good, I find, because then I have to kick into overdrive my coping mechanism, and I'm already in high gear, and then I can survive. The happier I am, the shittier the show will be.
Were you happy last week, weren't you? We went to a hot tub and shit, bro.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I don't. This is the thing. I don't consider myself that happy of a person, but people always tell me I'm happy. Oh, maybe my bar is different.
Probably.
Like, I demand a certain level that, like,
yeah.
That's what I'm starting to think. Because people, because, like, this one girl at this off medical office I go to, wink,
medical
wink.
Medical office.
You know, for dental stuff. She's like, you're always in such a good mood. And I was like, yeah, because you're about to shove a syringe in my face. And soon I'll be 17 days younger. Don't you understand how happy? That's why. That's probably the only time I'm in a good fucking mood is that fucking place. Do you know the happiness when something tears through your facial ligaments and just,
yeah, the gel goes in, just makes you stiff. You're like, I'm happy.
Well, I started last time I was there. I started chatting with the girl, and she was getting real, like, you know when people are like us, like plugged in.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably like 1% of the population, maybe 2. It's growing.
Yeah.
But let's say like 2 to 3 is like plugged in. And she just said a comment to me, like, the doctor left and I can't remember the comment, but it was something that, like, I knew she was like on team, like, reality. And she,
team
was,
reality.
She just goes,
hashtag
she goes, reality. I hate that fucking Fauci. And I was like, excuse me?
Say that again?
I was like, can you say that? And then she started going, and I knew she was plugged in. And you know when someone else is plugged in, you're like, then you can know, like, how far you can push it.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone I know, their mom is conspiratorial, listens to the show, and very much enjoys it. But her reason she doesn't like it that much is she says I'm too liberal. Right?
You're too liberal.
I'm too liberal for her. Because, like, she goes certain directions all the way. But it's the thing with the conspiracy stuff is you have to know when to, like, logically draw the line. But then that line keeps going like this. Because you find something else new and you're like, that could be true. I guess.
But also the more you listen to something and the more you hear it amongst your peers, then the line just keeps shifting.
Yeah. Oh, also, we don't want to talk about the subjects too much because our Clips channel was just nuked.
Yeah.
Without any warning, no strikes, just completely one fell swoop. It's like these platforms, it drives me nuts with the censorship. It's just like removed it. And like I said to Shivy, I'm like, what am I really saying that's that offensive? Like, yes, there's some vulgarity, some lots. But tons.
Lots.
Okay, over, tons. It's over.
Okay, it's all vulgar.
It's overflowing with vulgarity, okay? But I'm not, like, running a militia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, and imagine, like, all the dark crime of, like, the people that, I mean, that's the irony, is it like, the dark criminals, the Clintons on CBS, you know? But they're on the mainstream press, but here I am just trying to be myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we don't want to risk having like throwing full episodes and doing all that on YouTube of the show.
Cause we tried so hard, like last six months.
Yeah.
We've been trying to grow a channel and like just like through the whole channel.
It's just all gone. And like so, that one clip had like 8,000 views. Another one had like, growing in, but anyways. So what we want to do now with the show is if you want to watch the show every week, the regular show, it will be exclusively on Patreon. The whole video will be on there.
From now on.
Yeah, along with bonus content. So usually like after the regular episode, Shivy and I will record an after show. That will always exclusively be on Patreon. And then also some old episodes, we've also thrown them on there. And if you're someone who's like... I just need the audio, and you'll see the locked episodes in the Spotify player and the Apple player.
Yeah, but this is only for
explain normal. You want this better than me.
Yeah, because these audio will be normal, but if you want like actual bonus content, you have to subscribe on Patreon because bonus content won't be anywhere else except Patreon. It's patreon.com/unmensurable podcast. Everybody,
that's right.
And this is the last video on YouTube for us now?
Yeah.
For now?
Yeah. So if you're someone who has to look at either of us every week and you like that, and you also, by the way, can see the clips that we're looking at when we put news clips and stuff up.
Yeah.
I do think it's cool. Honestly, I do think it's worth it. The tier is $5 a month to access that.
Yeah. And we have 4 tiers now. So whichever suits you best, go subscribe, guys.
All right. Now we're overselling.
Okay.
Anyways, I bought a car today on very little notice. I wouldn't say that I'm impulsive. I just don't really have the time for nonsense. There's a difference. Impulsive is like, I didn't think it through, blah, blah, blah. No, I think it through like super fast. And then I just get to the point where I was like, I'm doing a million things. I need a car for San Diego. And by the way, I know I keep talking about San Diego. If some of you, like, I have heard from someone who said, what, like, you know, you on the show, you think you're too good for Toronto now? And like, I don't want anyone to be like hurt or anything like that. But yes, that's the answer. Do you understand? Do you get it? Because they think I'm going to go like, oh, no. Like, do you? Yes, correct. Yes, 100%. So we're good now, right? We're good, right? That's like, it's like this self-confidence stuff with Lizzo and everything. It's like, she's like, love yourself. And then you like finally go through everything and start to love yourself. And people are like, just be more humble. They try to like knock you back down. It's just like a ping pong thing. up, down. And then eventually it's like, sorry, I didn't let my dreams die in this city. I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry. I'm progressing. I'm evolving.
Yeah. And you can't.
I can't. It's place. Like, I don't know what it is. Anyway, so I bought a car. And was just planning with Chevy the moment where we drive over the border.
So beautiful.
And I'm just going to put on some America the Great song or something. I'll just play the anthem as we go. Imagine we pull up to the like border services, packed car, bruise. We're all excited with our visas. Like, get me out of this fucking place, right? Driving. And then also we roll down our windows and we have the American national anthem playing. And like American t-shirts, American hats.
Do you know the American national anthem?
Oh, sake. Is that one? Can you see? I think that's it. But I'm going to go, like, I just picture us going across that border and then just doing this road trip. We can record the podcast at the same time, but like.
On the road trip?
Dude, you're going to look at me when we cross that border and you're going to see me change in front of you. Like, my posture is going to go like.
It's going to become a butterfly.
And I just.
Gonna fly, the caterpillar is gonna come out.
I'm like a snake. I'm just shedding my old skin.
I've never heard someone say I'm a snake like to themselves.
I'm gonna have to go for the immigration interview and they're like, because they ask you like, why do you want to live in America? I'm gonna be like, I'm shedding my skin. Don't you understand? I'm evolving. I just shedding. I'm going to have all my answers like perfectly. And it's going to be the most genuine interview I've ever given.
Yeah.
Like literally, I'll be completely honest. Everything I've said in this show, it's like, even if they listen to this show, it's like, they can't be like, oh, he was waffling. No, he had his mind quite made up around September. He was like, get me out of this fucking place. And everyone I've told, by the way, has given me responses. And some of them listen to this, has given me responses where, God, I wish I didn't have kids.
Yeah.
I've gotten that a couple times.
Yeah.
They're like, if I didn't have kids, I would be you. I would be leaving. And luckily their kids don't listen to the podcast, so it's like whatever. Anyway. So I just wanted to sell that. I bought this car and we're gonna drive across the border.
Oh, I
bought the car in like literally, my point was I bought it in like an hour.
That's what money gets you, kids.
No, because it's like you have to spend the money. I know I have to do this.
Yeah.
There's no point. People just like
don't
fret.
You shop around? Don't you go like, oh, it's just like
this no. Like I need it done. I need it done. I looked at a car, knew in the range what it looked like, and then I was just like, I need warranty and stuff like that because I don't even know how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I had to purchase a 3-year warranty for it, and I was like, then that's going to be useless because it'd be in a different country.
Oh, so it doesn't work?
Well, they'll be like, sure, bring it to us. We'll service it. Right? And then you're like, okay, I'll be there in 42 hours. Do you have an appointment in 42 hours? That's where I'm like, oh, this is kind of useless. Like, whatever. So
can't you get liquor insurance from USA?
Yeah, I'm going to drive across. I'm going to do all that. I'm going to set up in America, drive across the border. Like, you need a car down there.
Yeah.
Like, you really do. Yeah. It kind of in the city, not so much, but like, if you want to go like weekend trips and stuff like that, and you know, I'm going to be like a tourist, like with the hat, the binoculars.
Like. That's why I have so many hats. Like, I go around the city, like, because Toronto is like my new place. Oh, you've lived here for like forever, so you don't care.
Yeah.
And we were going to. Bro, I thought you were going to like start talking about also like while you were like, when we were talking before the podcast, you were rubbing your dick looking at me. Like, what happened there?
It's because you're cologne.
Just wanted to bring that up.
I don't know what came over me. Shivy was explaining to me something about how we're
going to. Marketing. Like, actual we're doing marketing.
So we'll get more of you people to give us some money. Frankly, that's the conversation we're having. I'm very transparent. I'm super transparent. People are saying, what are you in comedy for? Does it make you get the money?
Money, yeah.
Literally, it's a business. Buy the book twice, three times, give it to your family.
Please.
Like, that's what we're doing here. So we're talking about whatever. And for some reason, I was just started like rubbing my balls. But I was also keeping eye contact with him, like, perfectly, as if this...
It was like some... I was trying to not look at, like, your balls, like, because you're rubbing it right in front of me, and I was like, okay, yeah. And you were speaking, and I
But
tried
I was speaking about something non-sexual.
Yeah,
that's what made it...
Was like,
it'd be like me jerking off to you while reading your taxes.
Yeah.
It was just completely weird. Like, we weren't even... You're like, why are you doing this right now? But I wasn't doing a jerk-off. I was had my
tickling my balls
in the like area between your balls and leg, and I was just rapidly
rubbing,
like finger banging my inner thigh. Like finger banging like flesh in like my inner thigh.
No. Why? Because you like my cologne that
much? And I just kept doing it over and over. And then at one point, Shivy stops talking and just looks at me and is like, can you stop rubbing your genitals while I'm talking? It's like we were talking about the one day how this place is like an HR nightmare. My friend was like, can I do HR consulting? I was like, what? For me and Shivy? Like, I'm pretty sure I violated that like 300 times this week. Encourages employees to... Sir, is it true you encourage your employees to do drugs? Yes, yeah. I want the best for them. I want them to have a full life. Senior, have you ever seen him naked? I've seen his ass twice already. Oh, okay. You know what we should do for the show? Besides get that prison bitch on from last week.
Yeah.
We should get an HR consultant in here. Sit her down.
Yeah.
Just do an app, but we'll promote your business, you whore. You stupid whore.
Oh my God.
HR is going to be like 75, the one I hire. And I want her to just sit there. And I just want to be. Are you going to do Daddy Chill?
Yeah, I was going to do.
You ruined
Daddy
it.
Chill.
You ruined the whole thing.
Too long, yeah.
So have her sit there.
Yeah.
And just. We'll be just like straight faced and be like, hey, like. We think we could like tighten things up around here, around the office. Like, we're gonna do an HR consultant like book. Like, you know, things are pretty normal around here. You know, me with my bookkeeping and the business. And blah, blah, blah. Red flag.
Red flag.
CRA calling me tomorrow. And just be like, there's a couple things. So, like, just I just want to confirm a couple things. I can give my employee mushrooms, right? Like. Mushrooms are fine. Can I send my... This one's like, I don't know, it's up for debate. Can I send my employees audio notes of me urinating?
Oh my God!
All day
like
long?
Literally every day there's one.
I save them up for you, don't you understand?
Always there's one. I just listen to... And I, for some reason, I always know it's this one. Like, when you know when you send like 7 or 8 different ones for like different things?
Yeah.
Somehow I always know it's the fourth one. And I go to the fourth one, it's just shh, like you could hear your stream, and then you like talk about something super like different. I'm like, why? Why do you have to like
when
talk
I was,
to me when you're
when
in the
I
bathroom?
Was a kid, man, I used to work at my dad's this is gonna be a story that's gonna be in like I don't know if it's gonna be my next book or the one after, but basically like growing up,
yeah.
My job was I worked at my dad's office, who was a penis doctor.
Yeah.
So my first job, like everyone gets their job at 15. It's like fast food and like whatever.
Throwing newspapers away.
Mine was folding the letters so that men between the ages of like 40, let's say 40 to 50 maybe, could learn how to shave their balls before my dad got in there for the vasectomy, cut the tubes. So I would fold the letter that instructed them how to shave their balls before the little procedure. And that was my job when I was 15. And then my dad had a golf putter in the corner that one of the drug reps got him. And it was a, it was like a putter, like a golf putter, but yeah. It, you know, it's long. It was a dick. And they called it the penis putter. And I was like 15. I'm like, can I put it in my ass? And it was like a hyper-sexualized environment that I, sorry, I have a call at 8 o'clock about a woman who stole money from my dying father.
Oh.
You know, I hope you're listening. But it was called the penis putter, and I sat there, and I sat in this office, and basically that was my job, and the other part of my job was after the men had their balls chopped open, because the idea is I cut your tubes where your sperm goes through, then I clamp it. Yeah. So you can still come, and it's fine, but there's no sperm in it.
Oh.
So it doesn't get your wife pregnant. It's just like a form of birth control.
What comes out? Like just
like
the white liquid?
The white liquid, but there's no sperm inside of it because they've clamped off that tube. It's called a vasectomy. It's very popular.
I've heard of it, but I've never like seen anyone with it.
Yeah, so my job was to bring the floaties.
The floaties.
After the procedure, to bring the floaties to the lab. Because what they have to make sure in the lab that, like, it all worked out, it was chomped, like, the vasectomy was good. So I would walk, 15 years old, across the street carrying a big plastic bag with, like, 20 different little lab things with a piece of, like, just their balls just floating.
Ew.
I didn't know what it was, though. Oh, I didn't. They were like, God, can you bring these to the lab? I was like, sure. I'll just carry these, like, pieces of men's scrotum.
Oh, my God.
In my hand.
Oh, my God.
This is normal. This is I had no clue what they were. Yeah. So I would walk holding them across, and it was like, like, you know, you see little boys, they're carrying like a bag of goldfish?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my sister. Okay, so I left it at the part where I was talking about walking with the bags.
So you used to, what you used to do was like walk with the bags?
Yeah. So I would walk across the street. And what was so funny about it when I was doing it is like I was carrying them in the same way that a little boy carries goldfish home from the fair. Right? Because they're in plastic in like bags, right?
Scrotum.
So like you're walking like this and it just looks like, oh, look at that. Like people walking on the street, like strangers, had no idea that there was a boy who couldn't even drive a car was walking on the street with medical biological waste in his hand.
Testicles.
And I had no clue. I just thought it was, I didn't know what it was. So I would always just say, take the floaties. Floaties. Is what they called them. Which is like literally, take the man's scrotum pieces across the street.
Is and it like balls? Like
it would be like little, it looked like, it kind of looked like, you know when you get like roast chicken, like the ligaments of the chicken?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Like,
oh,
like just like a little tiny, like a little piece of muscle. Like we're talking quite tiny. And then it would float. They would just float.
Oh.
And sometimes there was blood in them. So you just say like, but I just, again, I had no clothes. Like, what is this? And I would walk across the street and the guy working across the street was the lab guy. And every time that I would go, he would give me a mini chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And it was like the ritual because Friday was vasectomy day at the office. So it was like, if I was working on Friday, I was like, yes, I can wear it. I'll fold the letters telling the men to shave their balls. I'll play with the penis putter. I'll sit on the penis putter in the office. Right. And I would like just, I would just do my, now on part of the other part that was so funny about the vasectomies was like sometimes, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, basically like if you're going in for a vasectomy, they're just going to, like we said, slice your balls, cut off the little piece of the tube, clamp it, and then stitch it back up, and then you leave. And then it swells, and it's painful and all this stuff, right? But sometimes I would be walking from my dad's office that was at the front part of, like, the front reception area, and then I'd have to go back to the lab, which was at the back. But before you got there, you would walk past two, like, operation rooms, like, where they did the procedures. Yeah. And if my dad opened the door and didn't close it quick enough behind him,
I would
15.
Keep reminding.
And I had played with my classmates like a year earlier, but whatever. But when you're like questioning your sexuality, it's like for a moment I would walk by and I would see like a 45, usually like 50 year old man up on the table, fully naked, just legs up, just sack, like resting on the thing. And that was the part where I was like, maybe I'm not gay. It's like, that looks furry. That looks like a furry animal. Is that what balls are? These aren't exactly guys. Hamilton. It's not exactly guys like grooming.
Yeah.
This is like if you never ever groomed your sack and just let it grow.
And threw it'd be the
like
a fur,
like Don King's hair. Look up Don King's hair.
Don King.
D-O-N.
Yeah.
King hair.
Okay. Bruh.
Now, why I also say that, click one of them. I also say that it's because it's gray.
Yeah.
Right? So some of them were already graying in the balls. So like imagine I walk and I just be, what the fuck? You know, carrying, probably swinging the penis putter and I'm like walking back and my dad would just walk in the door, slowly close behind him. But there'd be like a half second or 1 second where I just go, what the fuck? And just older man sack.
Oh.
In there, in the office.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh.
There's a lot more stories we can go to Patreon and talk about it.
Can you tell them?
Okay, so we're going to go to Patreon, patreon.com/unmentionablepodcast. I just had a fight with many members of my family.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna say you're a natural, man. You just went straight into the story,
and I'm exhausted. That was so funny. I really am a clown.
Yeah,
like I came back in, I was like, "How would I resume?" And then 3 seconds, I was like, "I'm a fucking clown." No, I just had fights with people because you know sometimes you know they don't follow along.
Yeah.
They don't follow along. So anyways, we'll go to the Patreon. We'll tell the rest of the stories of that. And we have some other things to talk about. The fact that my hydro almost got
people are
off.
Already on Patreon. So go to the other thing, the new story, the bonus content. What do we do now?
Are we on Patreon right now?
Yeah, because this the video is on Patreon. The audio is not.
Oh, you're confusing me. This is a lot of work. I just can only be a clown.
Guys, this is just the... So if you're listening to this on audio, you need to go on Patreon to listen to the bonus episode of this podcast.
Okay.
Episode. Whatever. Yeah.
So my hydro almost got cut off.
Are you going to tell that story on Patreon?
I could just tell. Okay, are we on Patreon yet? I'm confused.
Oh, just say bye. Bye, guys.
Oh, I have to say bye to the regular episode. Go fuck yourself.
No.
But you're like, what? That was such a fun episode. And then he just yelled, go fuck yourself. And I meant every word.
No,
just kidding. Okay, we're going to go to Patreon again. patreon.com/unmentionablepodcast. Go on there, and there'll be a lot more stuff. Otherwise, goodbye.